Well, a good bit of that has been the pace of the defense as we've played. We've had to keep him in the protection a little bit more. Our number one goal is always to protect our quarterback. We don't want him to be hit by a free rusher. If we fail to block the guys that we have accounted for, then that's one set of encyclopedias. But we do a little bit more than they did at Oakland with keeping him in the protection. Has been one of the things. The other thing is that our wide receivers have kind of been our nuts and bolts here, and that's where a good part of our passing game, the reads, begin out there. So his contributions have been significant, though. He's really made some really good progress as a run blocker. They didn't ask him to do a great deal of that at Oakland. So that's what this position in our offense has pretty much always been. And I think he made a couple of significant plays the other day, had a big third down catch for us, and he had a big first down catch that took the ball across the 50-yard line. So he has been productive when we have been able to or selected to put the ball in his direction. He's been a very solid catcher. He hasn't dropped the ball. And the chemistry that has to develop when you have an option-type offense takes a while between the quarterback and that receiver.
What about Robinson? Do you expect him back anytime soon?
I don't know. The injury he has for a guy his size took a long time to heal, and hopefully it has healed. But he should be back at practice this week. He's in the bounds of about 100, 280 pounds, so he certainly has the physical structure. And as a young player who hasn't played a great deal, when players of this kind miss practice, you don't learn to pilot the space shuttle in a flight simulator, you know. So that's the thing that he hasn't had a chance to do, is actually get in the activity in the game situations, because it seems that just when he's ready to make a move and we have some plans to get him in the game, he's unfortunately been hit with an injury. So hopefully he'll contribute in the second half here. But being on the sideline has not replaced his game experience. And that's what Donnell has had somewhat, and Robinson has not.
What does Donnell bring to the room? Coach Coffin's kind of talked about some of his intangibles before.
Well, you know, he's a huge target. He's a big, raw, very raw player. The play he made the other day was kind of undefinable, you know, to run out the back of the end zone when you're wide open. So I'm sure when he came here from Grambling, they had back lines of end zones, so I don't think that's the first time he ever saw one. But, you know, just the anxiety really that comes from coming from a smaller program into this league and being able to handle that and being able to produce, that only comes from play time. I mean, you cannot, as I said earlier, you can't manufacture that in a player. In some cases, it has to be an experience where things don't always go well, and you learn from those things. So hopefully it won't be a matter of learning by too much error and not enough trial. So hopefully that'll never happen for him again. And we do see the talent, and he's a huge human being. And he and Robinson both, you know, you'd like to think you could get those guys on a 5'10 or 5'11 defender down there in the green zone and just play some NBA basketball with them, you know, because they're not going to be able, they'll have to foul them to keep them from getting the ball. And so we have had those plays in for Donnell, and in certain cases we haven't had the chance to use them. And the other day we did, and it would have been nice if he had a good experience the first time he had a chance to do that, because I'm sure that's not what he wants his memoirs to include, if he has some someday. So hopefully that won't happen again for him, and hopefully the next several times, and after that will be positive. And he is somebody that we could create a problem for the defense with. And he would be somebody, if he becomes productive in some of those roles, it'd be very difficult for them to think they can put a smaller defensive back, for instance, out there and think they could climb up to his roof. I don't think they can.